It felt like the social worker was trying to sell me a car. The guardianship papers were spread out in front of me, an X on the spot, her pen poised in the air. All I had to do was give them my signature and they could get started with the credit check. Yeah, the credit check. You see, ever since the divorce, I've been heavily in debt. But I'm making the payments on time, so maybe I wouldn't flunk the application. But why did they need a credit check at all? I did a quick calculation. If 4 days in an ordinary room for a broken kneecap, surgery and therapy included, came to more than 12 grand, then what would it cost to spend 6 unconscious weeks in the cardiac ICU? By the way, I said, changing the subject slightly, trying to diffuse the pressure of the moment, did Bill have a heart attack? Is that what put him here? I can only release the entries on his chart to his official guardian, said the social worker calmly, and the pen in her hand moved a little closer to mine. And what would I do again as guardian? Well, first of all, you'd have to approve his transfer to a long-term facility. Then there would be such matters as liquidating his assets, settling his outstanding bills, that sort of thing. I looked at the pen, then at her. If I don't agree, will you unplug him? Of course not, she said. We'd have to assign his case to a nonprofit advocacy group, but we'd much rather have his guardian be someone he knows. I can't do it, I said. I'm sorry. All right, said the social worker, setting down the unsigned form and putting the cap back on her pen. If that's your decision. He's really just my neighbor, I said, not my friend. And I've always thought, since I met him, I mean, that he's, well, kind of a con man, hustling the system in some way. Said the social worker, opening her briefcase and gathering her files. Not for big money, I said. Just to survive. I just can't get mixed up in his affairs, his finances. His world is just too crazy for me. The social worker closed her briefcase and looked at me. It's interesting that you say that, she said. Do you think he's hustling the system right now? There was no mockery in her voice, no trace of the ironic bitterness that might follow a failed sales pitch. Only a simple, off-the-record suggestion. You'd have to be totally psychotic, I said, to choose to live like that. In her eyes, I could see she agreed with my diagnosis.